To another episode of Good Influences.
Welcome.
I'm Mike.
Back. I'm Carly.
Here with the big iPad. That's Carly.
I'm Matt.
I am Erin.
Who? The Big Apple.
And today we're going to be talking about, well, first of all, thank you for watching our drunk episode last week, our 100th episode. Well, I'm getting there.
A week ago or 2 weeks ago, we don't really know.
Yeah, either 1 or 2 weeks ago, we posted our drunk episode.
But it was crazy.
For a little bit of behind the scenes, we are recording this right before the drunk episode, so we're going to be starting to drink on this one.
Yeah.
But then we're going to get drunk by the end of it, so we'll be drunk on the next one.
Yeah.
Today's topic is things we can't comprehend.
Things that we literally cannot comprehend.
I already feel like a little drunk because I'm just so
Erin, how is it 4 o'clock and you're this awake?
Because I've been like waiting for this all day. Okay. Literally, I've done nothing all day. I picked up my car and then I was like,
when can we leave?
Yeah. I've just had anxiety about this all day.
Why?
Well, I've we'll talk about it on the drunk episode, but I've never been drunk on camera before.
You'll be fine.
Oh.
And I don't like.
You've definitely been drunk in like David vlogs.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, what do you think you're going to say?
You're not even going to drink probably that much on this episode.
I'm blacking out.
Oh, you are? Let's see it.
Okay.
Mike is just editing it. It's like, you know what? We're not posting this.
Carly's editing the drunk one.
Yeah, I'll
edit it. He just cuts out all the clips of him. Anytime it's just us talking.
It's blurry where he is.
He comes back a whole other day in the same outfit and just reshoots his parts.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's blurry, but he revoices what he's gonna say.
Okay, let's move on because everyone already watched that episode.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say, I feel like this is always some sort of topic that people always talk about. It's always like, I literally don't get how like airplanes fly. And it's not like this topic. I just want to say, like, we know that there are reasons for these things existing, and there are
your curlies is not
the way Matt's looking at me too is so scary.
What do you mean? No,
I'm trying to say, let me get my thoughts together. I have like a weird like allergy thing and I'm like out of it. I can't wait to
you
drink,
should have seen
her
on the way here. I was like, did you take like a pill?
No, literally. I'm like,
you have allergies right now?
Yeah.
Huh. I've been seeing memes and stuff about people having allergies, but yeah. And I usually get them, but I don't have them.
Get
right
some
now.
Local honey.
I probably just have COVID. I don't
if
know.
If you get local honey from the bees that are in the area in which you are living.
So I have to go in there and have a bee suit on?
No. You don't have to mine the honey yourself.
Go to a farmer's market.
I know.
Get local.
Get the little sticks.
Yes. Get the honey sticks. And when you take honey that is locally from your area, your allergies that you're being sensitive to that area is what's effective. Your
supposedly.
Standard honey you're buying that's like a national honey isn't going
to
help you.
Just go to Erewhon.
The local honey.
$30 honey.
Take a little suckle.
Okay, here's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
We understand these things are explainable. Like an airplane flying to us. It's like, how the fuck is that huge thing in the air? It's so big and metal and it's flying like how? Obviously, there's physics and there's ways that people figure it out. So obviously, the things we're about to say, we know that there are explanations for that.
We are not.
We totally do.
We're not totally dumb.
we're also not scientists.
We just can't believe it. We can't believe it that they figured it out, too.
Or it's just like, huh? Like, some of mine have to do with, like, the body and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
No offense, Erin. You might get offended by a couple of them.
Oh,
offended,
really?
I mean,
are they about women?
No, not offended.
Mine is about women.
Ooh.
Surprise, surprise.
Like,
should
I don't
hear it?
Like, what do you mean you just grow a baby?
Oh, exactly.
Oh,
like, that's wild. Like, and how it's like 9 months exactly. Like, it's the timing of it,
isn't
too.
It weird, though, it's like
It isn't really 10?
Mm-hmm. Because it's 40 weeks.
Okay, 40 weeks. But what I think is strange how, like, you know, different animals, like a horse is born and then the horse is already walking. And, like, a lot of other animals are getting up and doing what
dumb.
It can do. Humans, it's like it's born so small. Then you have to, like, train it for, like, 2 years for it to get
a
up
baby,
to walking.
A human baby.
A human baby.
Right.
How that we're just that kind of type of mammal that there's this nourishment period that has to happen. It can't. Get up and
just start
around.
Start going.
Yeah, you ever see like a baby giraffe get born?
Yeah.
They literally fall out and then just start galloping.
Yeah.
Right. And how dogs and cats will have like 6 or 4 at a time. And like, yes, humans can like have twins and there's an octomom that exists, but how it's mostly just 1 at a time and it's not more. But thank goodness. Can you imagine what the population control would be?
If we could have like 30 at a time.
Have a litter? Have a whole litter of kids every time?
No. There's already too many of us.
A litter of children. That's such a scary statement.
A creepy thing that I found out the other day is that, like, I have a friend going through,
Menopause?
Excuse me. How old do you think we are,
sir? I don't know. I was just trying to fill the blank.
I don't really know what it is. Like, you take your eggs out and then you fertilize them.
Retrieval?
Type of thing.
IVF?
I don't really know, per se.
Freezing
like,
your
basically,
eggs.
Like, to make the embryo, you, like, put it in a dish and then you freeze it up. But, like, while it's in the dish, it is growing. So, like, you can then get inseminated with an egg that's, like, 2 weeks old. Like, it's already, like, grown for 2 weeks outside of your body.
You inseminate an egg that's...
Like, so you take out your eggs and then you fertilize it with sperm.
In
and
like
then
a...
it creates an embryo. And then they, like, genetically test it out, like, outside of you before they put it back in.
Whoa!
So it's all like a petri dish or something.
Now you can find out, like, when you freeze embryos, like, if it's going to be a boy or a girl. And you can choose those things. And
oh,
can,
so we're playing God.
You could choose your baby's eye color, height, hair color,
would
all
you guys
that right
can
now.
Can you now? No. Yep. Like, you
one of my friends who is a dad.
A designer baby.
Yes. He is. He has two kids. Prada. My age. One of my old roommates. He was visiting a month ago. And he said that when his wife got pregnant the second time, they asked her, like, do you want to select for a, like, height, gender, eye color,
is that
hair
true?
Color. Yes.
That is part of, like, DNA. You're telling me they can
it's
manage
genome
to get
sequencing.
The...
So they're going to be like, oh, it's going to be 5'4", but if you want the other one, it's going to be 5'8".
No, they can just pull the, like,
they
flip the switches on the embryo and switch it.
It's like
it.
Coding, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the genome.
DNA helixes are genotypes are made by ATCG,
yes.
Right? That's the pairing of the two.
I actually do know that.
Double helixes of DNA. I don't understand how that's possible able to separate a helix of DNA.
Currently, genetic engineering allows us to select our baby's gender, eye color, as well as modify the risk of certain illnesses. So also, that's a big thing. If you're predisposed to, like, a certain illness, they can, like, flip the switch so you're not used to it anymore. But it's going to get to a point where you're like, what sport do you want them to play? Football, basketball,
I don't
baseball?
Like that.
I know. It's a little weird.
It is interesting, though, to know that you can switch off a disease. Is that what you
yes.
said?
Yeah, that's why the research happened.
I feel like that's so the only thing I'd want to, like, make sure.
The thing but what about if it, me, like, so if, like, I had a girl and then I had embryos and then I could choose the gender, like, I'd probably be like, okay, I also want a boy. But I think that would be the only thing I would
if
ever
you, like,
decide.
If you, automatically had a girl first, then you could
and
be
if
like,
I didn't know. I would never want to know, like, if I had embryos, I don't think that I would initially pick. Because, like, I feel like that would take out the fun.
Can
it.
You make them be a furry?
I don't know if you can select sexual
kinks. I think that's more of a an exposure to environment.
Carly's like, you know what? If we can, like, I'm on board with having kids.
No, I'm just, like, thinking, like, it's all the basic things, like eye color, hair color, height, and then it's like, whatever you have, it just gets more intense, like a furry.
I wonder how deep it, like, could you,
like, I like
or like could you just make it like an Asian baby? Like, if you're two white people, could you?
I don't think that.
Like, how, or like, can I be
that's
like,
inherited. Like,
what if they're like, it's going to be a redhead and, like, have, like,
that's
freckles.
A phenotype.
But, like, isn't.
Would
isn't,
you change it?
I mean,
how dare you? My brother is redheaded. They're a blessing. It's actually, I think redhead, though, is a genetic mutation, though.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're right. Gonna get you.
We're going to take over.
I feel like it's the only. Like, acceptable people to bully left is redheads.
How dare you? I don't even get the redhead hate at
all. Are you redhead adjacent?
You're redhead adjacent.
People will say that. No. I don't. I'm like strawberry blonde. Yeah. As a kid, I was like a towhead, which is like just bleach blonde hair. But
really?
I've never heard that.
You've never heard towhead?
Never heard that.
Like, oh yeah, if a kid just has like blonde hair, they call him a towhead.
I had really, really blonde hair. Then my hair was like strawberry blonde, and then it turned red, and now it's like auburn in 5 different colors.
You're a ginger.
Yes.
Like through it's I feel like when you have like the freckles on your face and the shoulders, that's like freckle. Like,
Daywalker is I think just freckles.
Daywalker?
Yeah.
You call someone a daywalker if
is
they
that me?
Oh, so I have like freckles, I guess. Like
no, but like you gotta have like freckles.
Right. Your brother is ginger.
I'm pretty sure Kevin's a ginger.
He's growing out of it though. Or I mean his hair color is now similar to yours.
Conan O'Brien, popular ginger.
Yes.
Absolutely.
yeah, let's just make an episode.
Let's name
about
all
us.
The ginger Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
I love her, and I love the name Isla.
Annie?
Yeah.
Annie. Although I do think hers is a wig.
Okay.
It's funny. All the ones I wrote down have like 100 question marks behind every single one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's
a daywalker is a person. Oh, a person with red hair, but without freckles.
Oh. I feel like they're imposters then. I don't like it when...
That's so funny. I was just thinking that. I was like, oh, they're an imposter.
I can't comprehend.
I don't like the hate that I've been receiving on all our podcasts about people with red hair.
I'm not saying they're a hater. I actually don't like when people... I mean, I feel like you do this. A lot of people with red hair do this, where they just cover up their freckles all the time.
Oh.
And then one day they'll post a picture and I'm like, You've had freckles this whole time.
Yeah, but you don't understand what it was like to be bullied.
And to be a kid with freckles, like, yeah. You don't want them.
Now freckles are so in.
That's what
like,
I'm
open
saying.
Open up a Vogue magazine.
Like, you see mine right now.
You know what's also so many people dyeing their hair red. We were made fun of. We were kicked through the halls at high school.
But you can tell. You can always tell when they're dyeing it red, right?
Not always. There's a lot of celebrities that you probably wouldn't know aren't natural redheads.
Like, did you know mine was fake?
Your hair?
My red hair.
That you've changed every 6 months for the last 8 years?
No, my red hair, and I had red hair.
No, that's your natural color, I thought.
What?
Right?
Red?
Anime red.
Red and pink, yeah.
I don't even know if Isla Fisher is a real redhead.
I actually don't know either.
Her name's Isla. Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Isn't she Australian?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Well, we tried.
Okay, can we hear one of yours with a million question marks
on
the back of it?
Well, it goes with Aaron's. It has to do with the body. Also, I feel like not a scary one.
So close to you.
Mine?
No, Carly's.
Oh, that's better. I just like can't comprehend. And I've thought about this throughout my whole life, like especially in school during like passing period or something, how our bodies just operate and we don't even think about it. Like walking, like what do you, I'm not even thinking about my legs and I'm just moving.
Yeah.
To me, that's crazy. I'm not like lift up, put down, lift up, put down, lift up, put down. It's just when, just think about walking when you're walking one time. You're like, wait, what the fuck?
And how our body is just digesting stuff too. And we're not actively thinking about digesting as well. Like
your heartbeat.
Like rodent and we're just like, how your body's just made up of like these cells.
Yeah.
Like you're just a bunch of cells.
No, that's another thing. I had it written down. What?
You told me years ago, and I never forget it, that the inside of our bodies is just dark.
Pitch black.
It's dark. Pitch black.
Well, we're I don't know that. It was a meme on Tumblr, but it was, I think we were like dying over it. Cause like, what do you mean the inside of our body's just pitch black?
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Totally dark in there.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm totally dark.
Yeah, your heart has never seen the light of day.
No.
Unless you've had surgery.
Right.
Open heart.
How do they do
or
that?
Or you put a flashlight up to your chest.
Didn't
like
you
I have
heart surgery?
I did. Well, I had an
ablation. An ablation?
Yes, correct. Ah. Good
you
on
had
you.
Wolf something?
Wolf Parkinson White syndrome. Parkinson.
And now you have.
I'm nervous I have that. I got an EKG recently and I have a slow PR interval. So I have to get a bunch
of
testing.
And you need an aura ring. It'll test your heart to high heavens.
Well, I did that, but I need to get a.
I know you did a real one.
A stress test.
Like in an aura ring, you like literally had a real.
You may have it. A lot of people like live with Wolf Parkinson White syndrome until they're in their 60s.
But can you just show up with it? Like randomly one day?
I'm not sure.
So when there's like a full moon, are you like...
Oh, your heart beats an extra beat. Yeah. And you're like, uh-oh, I sense a full moon coming.
But that's, yeah, the heart surgery.
The scarier body one I was going to say is, I remember the exact moment I was in anatomy and physiology. And I remember the moment that I was like, okay, our bodies are literally just systems. And one thing could go wrong at any second. And what the fuck do you mean we're all just sitting here in a classroom? I'm really sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
It's a like bunch your appendix?
Exactly.
There's so many
like
types
brain
of aneurysm.
Or just like, nervous any artery system, or anything. Endocrine. Just like, holy shit, there's so much going on in your body at all times. There's so many different organs and systems, and it's just working all the time.
And just some things that they still don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm like, well, learn.
Like, they're just finding out things about appendixes that they might actually be good for, like, immune systems and stuff.
Oh, gotta put back in, guys.
Yeah, we gotta get implants.
Do you think a head transplant would ever be possible?
Head?
Like, remove yours over
onto another
else?
Body.
And are you talking about...
They've tried... Yeah, Frankenstein did do it.
It's been done.
Frankenstein?
It has been done. That's so funny.
But, like, there's always, like, an article about it. Like,
it's real.
It's a history.
What do you mean, guys? Frankenstein...
But I think they do like try to do it occasionally.
I don't know if they've tried recently. I think that's like from the Middle Ages they tried it.
So if I was like, I want Aaron's head, would it be my brain or would it be her brain?
Well, you could probably take out the brain. Can they do a brain transplant? I don't think so.
I don't know.
No. You're not the same person if you get a different brain. Because like all your memories.
Oh my God, then someone else's voice is in your head?
Ooh.
Whoa.
I don't even know if
do
a
you
brain
think
transplant.
That would be what would happen?
Oh, we switch, we go crazy.
But it's just your head.
That's what
your
get,
voice in my head.
Freaky Friday did that.
Get Out, or like the movie Get Out is like what that's
right
all about.
Now.
Oh yeah, body harvesting, right?
Yeah. How does Wi-Fi work?
Yeah, that's a big one. That's like
that
what
was
everyone
a, that's
wrote.
A big one.
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
I feel like you know, Mike.
I have Bluetooth uses light, which is insane. But it uses
blue
a part
light.
Of the light spectrum that we can't see. So like we can only see a very, very small spectrum of light on our, like with our eyes, but there's UV light, which is like the sunlight that we can't see, but other animals can see it. Graphs, like spectrometers can see it, but I believe that it uses a all of the internet, all the electronics that we use is just a series of zeros and ones flashing like super, super fast. And it just keeps getting smaller and smaller how many zeros and ones we can pack into a packet of data.
But where is then that, is that like, light is coming out the side of my phone? Is it all over and it's picking up? Or is it more of a frequency?
It's like a wave. It's a wave because lights are waves. And particles, we think of things as particles. We're like this is a particle, so we can't pass through it. But waves, like a wave of light, like this light is changing the atmosphere because it's a wave of light.
Okay.
And that same wave, like a radio wave, how does a radio work? It's transmitting sound.
Really no idea.
I understand that.
I don't know how cell phones work. I don't know how telephones work.
The like, text thing is crazy to me. Like, what do you mean I can say, hey, on my phone, hit send, and it's on Aaron's phone in 2 seconds? Like, what?
Or you literally,
I could be in Vietnam.
I FaceTime you, and then you're just there.
On your screen.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Quince. As you can see, I'm not at home right now. I'm actually traveling. I'm in New York. And whenever I'm gearing up for my next trip, deciding what to pack is typically stressful. Either the clothes that I have don't fit, they're worn out, or maybe they don't match. But thankfully, I know about Quince, and now you do too. Quince is my go-to for high-quality vacation essentials that I will be packing for trips to come. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, premium luggage options, and so much more. And the best part is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings directly on to us. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So for me, I have two pairs of pants. I got one in green and one in khaki, and I don't think I'm going to wear any pants, whether I'm on vacation or at home, other than the Quince pants that I have. They're truly the most comfortable. They pack easy. They wear easy. They're light. They're high quality. And they just feel so luxurious. So pack your bags with high-quality essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/good for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/good to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/good, quince.com/good. Check them out. And now, back to the episode.
I love videos where like people film just like an incredible scene of nature, and they're like, "You're telling me somebody made Wi-Fi out of all of all of this? Like how?"
There is a video I just watched, and it's like, "Here's how to make Wi-Fi. Start with a rock," and he takes a rock, smashes it, and then it's like a 5-minute video, and within 30 seconds, you're just like, "I have no fucking idea what he's talking about."
I thought we could follow.
He's like, grind it into a mineral powder, then take that mineral powder, put translucent phosphate on it. Then when the translucent phosphate is remineralized, you have to put it through an electrode. And I'm just like, who the fuck figured this out?
See you later, Spectrum.
Like, who thought of that?
I don't know.
Right. They were probably trying to make like drugs or something. And then
there's a lot of people. I mean, it's not true, but people think that aliens left us this technology. Like, we did not come up with this. They're dropping hints for us to... Yeah.
I just saw a TikTok and it was like about this subject, and this girl was like, I literally don't get how medicine is made, because she's like, what? I don't even, like, even if you make it on your own, like, where do you get acetaminophen from? Like, where do you get these things from? You know, it's like probably from a lab.
I guess for me, it's like just like thinking of organic chemistry and putting compounds together and then how those brain, I see chemical compounds and I see them latching on to like
a science.
Well, going back to science, math.
Oh, I love
that. Don't understand that.
I love
that. What do you
mean
you took a bunch of letters and then we're like, here's the code?
No, that's
not crack it. Huh?
Yeah.
Who was sitting there one day and just was
the
like.
The Greeks.
The nuts.
The Greeks and the Arabs.
And like, how did they decide? Like, could you imagine being the person that was like, okay, this is going to be one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who
and they
is
also
be
used
numbers.
To, they used to count differently.
Hours, minutes, seconds, determining time and understanding that that's how the whole day goes, and understanding the whole rotation around the earth as well. Like, that's 1 year. That's 365.
This is the worst conspiracy theory podcast of all.
What are we doing conspiracy theory?
No, it just sounds like that. It's like, who invented the numbers?
Just dumb.
Like, it's funny. It's funny. I'm just pointing it out.
I've always just wanted to know if there's like a savant out there who knows what time it is at all times.
Oh, for sure.
Carly does.
Just Carly. Like being
they haven't.
Looking at anything?
I just don't know if like somebody can be conscious of time counting, but still is able to interact, but knows the count.
There has to be.
I'm pretty good at that.
Sure.
I can tell you right now what time it is.
I'd like to watch it.
Well, you were just on your phone minutes ago.
I literally just looked before. It's 4:23. I was going to make it look like I hadn't looked at my phone.
I don't think we would have believed you.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. You said math.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Terrence Howard on Joe Rogan, the actor?
Yes. I didn't watch.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a waste of time.
It is.
Wait, what happened?
Real wacky business.
He's like an actor, but I think he's Snow actually Dogs. A little
Hustle
bit.
Hustle and Flow. Snow he's Dogs? Not in Snow Dogs. That's Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh. They look the same.
And really you know similar. Who else is in Snow Dogs?
Beautiful eyes.
Josh Peck.
Cisco.
Oh.
Isn't Snow Days?
Josh Peck is in Snow Dog? He's in Snow Day. Day.
Sorry.
We're not even drunk.
It's 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't watch that video. It'll make your brain like it is. It's insane how eloquent he sounds while saying absolutely nothing.
No, I was watching the TikTok and I was like, huh?
What was he trying to talk about?
It's nothing. He's literally like, oh, the reason why the periodic table doesn't actually extend infinitely outward is because they're hiding isotopes from you. And if you actually knew the secret math where 1 × 1 = 3, which is what I've discovered when I was in sixth grade, and I actually submitted my shit to like NASA, and they took 7 months to get back to me because I broke all the laws of, and it's just like, what? Joe Rogan's like, whoa, really?
I was watching on TikTok and there was like a graphic up and I was like, this is too much.
Did you see Neil deGrasse Tyson though, like followed up and was like, oh, I read the 36 pages.
It was
I gave him notes.
Extremely polite. His response was very polite, which I kind of think you need to do. Like, I saw someone that I follow on Instagram repost that episode and was like, everybody needs to watch this. This is groundbreaking shit. And I was like,
do we know them?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to take a guess, but.
Narrow that down real quick.
It's got one name in mind.
Time is a weird one. I feel like that's one we could figure out. Like, where did they come up with minutes, hours, seconds? Like, why is it?
Hour after hour.
Like, who came up with that? When did they invent clocks?
Like, I think it goes back to like metronomes and stuff, right?
A sundial. Metronome. A sundial or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, I think it also deals with the sundial.
Metronome.
Oh, Michael McBride, Idea Soup, did a video on it.
About
I
where clocks
him
came
and
from.
He's pounding down.
No, that's Danny
I know,
McBride.
Sorry.
This one? Building tunnels underwater?
Yeah, whoa! That's a crazy
first
one.
Of all, first of all, disgusting. I don't want to be down there building a tunnel underwater. Are you fucking kidding me?
That and just like building a bridge. How do you do that under
Yeah, bridge
how
is
many,
weird.
How many people died building the Golden Gate Bridge? Isn't it like
it's a lot.
Like it's like more 14, than you'd want. Like 14 people
want?
Died
yeah.
building
okay.
it.
And there's also some people I think like just in the concrete of the base of some of these bridges because they just fell while the concrete
You're
was
kidding.
Wet.
You're kidding.
And they're just in there. I don't know if it's a Golden Gate Bridge. One of the bridges, definitely. It might be one in New York that there's just people, workers like in the cement.
God, it's just in the 20s. Be like, all right, step right up. You want to go down there? Pour the cement. Best of luck. You're doing it for the city. We really appreciate it. Oh, you died for a good cause. Continue to build, men.
It says 11 workers died during the 42-month construction of the Golden Gate Bridge. And it says, on February 17th, 10 men died when a 5-ton work platform broke apart and fell through the safety net.
Oops.
Oh my God.
The workers called themselves the Halfway to Hell Club.
They went to the pearly gates from building the Golden Gate.
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah, underwater bridges, scary. I still never really understand. Like, how do you start above ground? Like the one that you took to go from England to Paris.
Yeah, I've done that.
The tunnel.
That's so
but
crazy.
It's only you're only under it for a small portion.
But how do you make it?
I think they build. I think it's also they build temporary dams as well.
Yeah,
but like, do they are
finish.
They
then they
are
drain
they going
that out
all the way beneath like underground of all of the water, or are they building it through the water and building shelter through the water as they build it? I think that's what they do.
I can't even like go down a slide that's like that.
Oh, I hate those slides.
With the sharks and stuff,
or just like a closed water slide.
I can do that.
I like those. I feel
but
safer.
But like when you feel like you're in the tunnel and then you just see the water around you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh no.
And a water slide?
Like, yeah, and there's like sharks.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Where like at the Golden Nugget.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Let me find
you're talking about
it's
just walking in an aquarium tunnel?
That too. But no, like there's a slide.
Oh yeah, at the Atlantis in Dubai there is one.
Oh.
I've done it.
I haven't been
in
there.
Dubai. This one I think everyone can kind of relate to. Having a pet in your house.
That is strange.
I can't comprehend. Like, what do you mean you're living? You're living. Well, we also got some fan submissions with the same thing. And I was like, oh, I hope they don't think I'm stealing it. But to me, it's like, so I'll like look at my cats and be like, you're literally a living, breathing animal and you're just in my house and I need to take care of you.
You have a relationship with something that's not a human being.
Yes, and it's in my house, it's roaming around willy-nilly.
That like knows who you are, but you can't talk to it.
Creature, live with me. No, you cannot go out to the real world, but you are here to amuse me.
Yeah, like you're trapped, you little bitch. Yeah. And it like sleeps in bed with you. It's just funny. Yeah.
It's weird to be recognized by an animal too.
I know.
Like your dog knows who you are, but like if a stranger walked in, they're like, no, I don't fuck with this guy. Like. How do they know?
It's crazy also animals how they look you in the eye.
Stupid.
But what the fuck is it? Like it's not a human being, but it has.
It's like when you have like a stranger danger.
But I'm a human being. I can understand
that. They still have brains.
But that's weird. That's really weird.
It's uncomprehendable. Incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah.
Right. Uncomprehendable.
Now they don't sound like words.
Is that a word? Sigourney. We're talking about Sigourney Weaver's name earlier. It doesn't make
it's
sense.
Hard to comprehend. It's just how it's hard to comprehend. But there's also certain animals to me that like really don't make sense. Like pandas to me, where I'm like, the way that their coat is and that they are like, are they a bear or a marsupial?
I think they're panda bears.
They are a bear. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like how they still survive through the food chain of like... being just this cute, cuddly animal.
That
they're not like
bamboo.
Ferocious bears going out and killing. Yeah. I understand why other bears exist, but how did the panda bear still make it this entire way? There are some theories and conspiracy theories that people think panda bears aren't real.
Are people dressed in suits?
They think it's like another animal that they're like...
spray painting?
Yes, in a way.
Like a polar
or that
bear?
It's this fictional thing that they're making. But I don't believe that. I actually do think panda bears exist.
Oh.
But
alarm's going off. Time to start drinking.
You don't have to drink and... Well,
no, I can start.
Oh, are we drinking or no?
Yeah. Let me get we can keep talking. Keep talking about your panda bears.
Well, I had one about...
Can I bring one thing up that has to do
whales.
With animals?
When I'm stoned and I watch videos of whales, I'm like, how on earth do those things exist? Or it makes just the world seem like it's a... We live in a fantasy land with these just massive mammals, these... beasts of the ocean that just swim
beasts of the ocean.
Hundreds of miles
the ocean,
and migrate and
I can't
see more of the world than we'll ever see.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron's so smart with the ice. She brought ice. I can't comprehend that when you live in Florida, there's just alligators.
Oh,
what the fuck do you mean?
Can I give you one?
No.
There is a theory.
Nah, we're good.
All right, moving on.
Do you want a little?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Ooh, Miller High Life, Mike. The champagne of beers.
The champagne of beers, Miller High Life.
Are you done with the ice? Do we save some?
No.
They do?
Fine. Yeah, and they only follow, I think, like 160 people.
They sent me a bunch. They had like a big influencer thing at one point, right?
Miller
they sent me a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, world. This is a bagel Aperol Spritz.
Well, I'm making a double.
For the audio listener, Aaron has brought the biggest mason jar from Erewhon. Probably 28 ounces filled with ice. She's started the Aperol Spritz with some Aperitivo and is now opening up a bottle of Champagne.
Prosecco.
No, it's Prosecco.
Oh, sorry.
That's what's in a spritz, Mike.
A mimosa.
A mimosa, Mike. A mimosa.
No, I'm making a mimosa.
Are you?
Carly's making an apple tea.
This is a mimosa.
My first drink. Did you know that was my
not.
First drink at a bar?
That's a lot of people's first drink. When they...
Are you drinking?
This is not an apple tea.
That looks like a potion from a Harry Potter movie.
It literally is.
That looks like what
I actually have no idea what this is. Wait.
Snape.
No, she's drinking Brat. She's here to support Charlie.
Yep. And Brat Summer.
Carly, it looks like if you poured
can I do this?
Oh, it looks like if you poured that onto me, I would like disappear into a pile of smoke.
Like a witchy potion. Hey, yeah.
Smoke starts coming out of your thing like
it's
a cauldron.
40 proof. Is that a lot?
40? I don't really know.
I don't know proof.
20%.
Okay. Every animal species has a certain number of heartbeats in their total lifetime based on how fast their heart beats. So
wait.
Just I'll give you an example. Yeah. An elephant.
It's just so loud.
It's ASMR.
It sounds really nice.
Okay, sorry.
An elephant has a slower heart rate, meaning the amount of beats that it takes to happen happens much slower. And a mouse has a really fast heartbeat.
Oh.
And the amount of heartbeats that each animal has is basically predetermined. So mice die at a much faster lifespan than an elephant does. And it's simply based on how many beats of the heart you have. So humans are like kind of right in the middle and we have an average like pace of heartbeats. That's why humans on average die at 70, 80, but like a blue whale whose heartbeat's like once a minute can live for hundreds of years.
So could we slow our heartbeats down?
Theoretically, that's why they say like you do yoga, meditate, you slow your heartbeat down because you only get a certain number of beats in your life.
That's
like
your disgusting heart only gets to think about. Like I'll never have this beat.
Well, no, there is a number.
One of my beats just went, a beat went. Just went again. Like
as soon as you're born, you're dying. Like that's, you have only have
Mike on a Friday night, everyone. Okay, at our cocktail hour.
Okay. We just poured drinks. Well, like, how can I make this sad?
We were born to die. Okay, Lana Del Rey.
All right. I can find a more fun one.
Okay, find a fun one. I think
I got one.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Why is there debt? Pay more money.
Why is there debt?
Yeah, like more money. Like, okay, Aaron, the value of...
Don't be that, girl.
No, listen. But the value of money makes no sense to me. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So I have on mine, it's similar a little bit. Transferring money, like, it doesn't make any sense to me because it's just money. Or it's just letters, numbers
and
on a screen.
And that cash, your cash, like, you think all of your money is actually, like, somewhere. But, like, it's nowhere. Really not. Yeah. It's
like
ones
the bank
and
is
zero.
Spending it.
Yes.
But, like, it's not actually real.
Right.
Like, it is real, but it's not.
And,
it's
like, worth sorry, something. You just swipe my credit card and then what?
No,
then
it's
just gone.
It's free.
But it's there.
I think it's free. That's how I've been
it
operating.
It is kind of all.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Osea. Sometimes a scent can evoke a memory or transport you back to being on a beach during your favorite vacation. And Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells like summer, bottled with all natural, uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. But it's not just the elevated scent. The body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and deeply moisturize, leaving skin feeling silky and soft. It delivers that coveted post-vacation glow, like when you just got back from a tropical holiday. And right now, you can get 10% off your first order with our code GOOD at OseaMalibu.com. They sent us some of the bottles, and I know Carly and Aaron have loved it. They've been using it for years. It works no matter who you are. I feel incredible every time I put it on. It's great because it's clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And they are a women-founded and led team that has made clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare for over 28 years. Osea is truly one of the best brands that we're fortunate to work with. And what I love is that the oil is rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve your skin elasticity. It visibly firms up and makes your skin feel more sculpted and toned, and it leaves your skin feeling silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. So to get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GOOD, G-O-O-D, at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GOOD for 10% off. Now, back to the episode.
Based on a collective belief that money, we all agree.
Grows on trees.
Like, no, like the way that our current money works is we all just believe that it is worth what we say it is. So printing more money, that's what we do. But it's like insane because it used to be that the dollar was you can take your dollar and give it to the federal government and they'd give you an amount of gold that was worth that much. In,
like, could I make it like a ring?
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. If you had like $100,000, you go to the government. You're like, all right, I want
one
my
Cartier
gold
ring, please.
But then I think it was Nixon took us off the gold standard and then put us on something called fiat. And there's the Federal Reserve.
Like
this
the
is
car?
Getting what?
Like the car?
Okay.
No, I'm mad.
You're right. You are right. It is very weird that we kind of just make this idea of money up. That's why Bitcoin kind of popped off because like they were like, wait, oh, if paper money doesn't, it's like. Paper money doesn't have any value. Why don't we create a digital version of this where we can actually like track it, calculate it,
right,
and make sure that it's secure because you can just go and print.
Yeah, like no one should be poor. You should just print people money.
But there's economical consequences.
But then it's like,
yeah, but like that's stupid.
No, we get it. It's a thing. It's like I understand that it's backed by gold and like why it's important. But it's crazy that something we made as people,
we can still
some people don't
making.
Have enough of. Yeah. And it's like, huh.
Do you know the difference, like, between communism and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And what?
And what?
But so
capitalism, communism.
Right. So, but in communism, everyone... Is everyone getting paid the same? Or
here's the thing. There's
you're
never...
getting... Like, where...
I think there's a limit, right? And then socialism, everyone's getting paid the same?
Okay.
So I get it all...
He
I
can
get
do socialism.
Messed up all the time. But what are...
Okay. There's theories of these things, and then there's governments that have put them into practice. Like, we are living in what is a theory of capitalism, but not exactly, like, pure capitalism, which because of these things are theories, there's no way to do it for real. So like the idea of communism in theory is every single person gets an even distribution. Like you contribute, you own a piece of the means of production. So like everybody owns it and everybody makes money from it. But it's never been practiced in that way. What ends up happening is like the government says, okay, we're all going to let you own shit. But then the government ends up being all powerful because there isn't actually a balance of power. And then everyone just gets fucked.
Yeah, they could just like take your house if they want.
Yeah, exactly. The government's like, oh, well, this is belongs to the so government like, now. And then
I'm so sorry.
Some people love
I'm
it.
What? Fully zoned out.
That's okay.
Some people, why would somebody love communism though?
Because in theory, the idea is that, yes, if we have all of this money, no one should be poor. Why are there people that have trillions and people that have less than nothing? Communism is a theory that you say, well, if like in order to have a good society, everyone should be equal in terms of what they can and can't afford.
And that's why they keep sending the billionaires down.
Sending the billionaires
to the
down?
Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun one.
They're
doing
do
it again.
I know. They haven't set a date
one
yet.
One a year.
They're going to use the Xbox 360 controller this time.
Hopefully.
Oh, good.
Hopefully it's Xbox One.
No, it's a Wii remote.
Like. go back up. Go back up.
I'll let him do it. Let him do
no,
it.
No, that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I said
keep
I have no
them down there.
Anymore.
I'm grabbing my popcorn. And
the
I'm
first one,
watch
I
that.
Thought maybe I shouldn't make any jokes because like it's kind of sad. This time, I don't care. They saw what happened the first time.
Oh, sorry, I had one I forgot.
I feel tipsy.
Vinyl records.
Oh yes, yeah, so many.
Oh, that was.
Wrote.
A big
I know we've talked
one.
About this.
How that came before everything else. Vinyl records.
Like
if like
that was
how
analog.
That came before CDs. And
oh,
like digital music, you're telling me that
oh, it's crazy.
I just feel like if vinyl records never existed and someone made one now and they showed me like they physically etched
yes.
songs onto
zero electricity required
vinyl and it's physically making music, I'd be like, that's kind of insane.
I thought that there was an electronical component for a while, but then you can literally take a record player, a
megaphone,
and just put the needle on it, and if you just spin the record like with your own hand, your own energy, so no electricity, it's just one physical object, another physical object, and you put your ear to it, you will literally hear any song that can be recorded.
Mike is too smart for this episode.
Like, no, when I was writing all these, I was like, he's gonna know. He's gonna know.
It's insane.
What Skrillex is like, I know Skrillex is like on vinyl, but like, what are those? Like, what
are the Armor for Sleep? What is it? What's his band?
Armor for Sleep. Wait,
Five
who?
For Fighting? No.
Sleeping. What is his band?
From First to Last.
From
oh,
First
yeah.
to Last.
They probably have a vinyl.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
but,
I can like picture
but
it.
So,
he looks so different now. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
I mean, he had to switch up his look, but he looks great.
Yeah.
Is he going to be at Fred again tonight? Probably. I don't know.
Are you going?
No, I turned the tickets down.
Why?
I just felt fried from Vampire Weekend. And
Who's going to Fred
down.
Again?
Caucasian James Gardner, and some people. They're friends. I might go. To the
that's crazy. I don't see.
Who knows?
I
may
see
go.
Color.
I may go tonight.
Where are they playing?
It's weird of you to say that.
The Coliseum.
I just saw him at EDC and it was so good.
Fred again?
See, I would like it at EDC. I'm EDM shows now. I don't know. I'm 31. I'm just like, what am I getting into? I don't know.
I'm going
know.
To one tonight.
I do
you
like,
are? Yeah, you're a little rave girly these
it's
days.
It's literally called the Grave Rave.
But like you go to a lot of them.
Well, that's because my husband's playing at them.
Oh, is that why you go?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we?
Do
you think you would go to that stuff if TJ wasn't a part of?
No.
Yeah.
I like had that phase of my life.
But like, I feel like we'd still do emo night and stuff.
Oh.
Maybe not
100%.
As much like as much, but
yeah. But also like emo night's really fun because I like know who's gonna be there and like that.
And there's like a community there too. That's like people you don't see all the time.
Yeah.
The first and only one I went to, I got to meet Travis Barker, and that was really cool.
Wow.
Damn.
And we beat you up next to
the
a locker.
The 10-year is this year.
First one I ever went to, I waited outside for 2 hours.
Was it before you knew them?
Yeah, it was before you started dating TJ, but it was back when we were just
fans
that
was
of it.
Crazy.
And I got off work and I was
that
like,
I can't comprehend.
I'm just going to wait in this line. And now it's like.
I can't comprehend an emo night line now.
I know.
Sounds crazy.
No.
Well, now they have like tickets.
Yeah.
Now it's way more.
We are like, I can't comprehend sitting in coach on a flight.
Yeah, right.
How could you do this?
As I'm flying literally middle seat all the way to Omaha.
Just go back to the vinyl. Record.
Oh yeah.
So you know the way a music box is and like the little ding ding ding.
Yes,
and
that's
it goes,
basically what it is.
That's what it's doing on that one needle hitting up all of those little etches.
Yes.
That
they
is...
have there's been people that have tried to like go into a cave and extract a conversation that someone may have had because they are like the way when they spoke, their sound waves imprinted on what was like wet rock at the time then that rock froze, and they can put a vinyl needle on the rock and listen to a conversation from like 10,000 years ago.
Wait, this is true?
I think it's something that they're like trying to do, and they're trying to look for places where someone may have spoken into something to like create the vinyl, because that's all it is. Your voice is making sound waves.
I don't like that.
Those waves are imprinting into a malleable surface, and then you could just play it back.
It's so impressive how you just retain all this information.
I agree.
Me Him? Specifically?
Yeah.
I'm also tipsy.
No,
I'm also
tipsy already. Like, that is crazy to me. Like, that's...
To know how the vinyl record works? Or,
no, or just like knowing that. Your memory.
He reads The New Yorker.
Okay, I could read it and then I would remember a thing after an hour. Yeah.
I do the spelling bee. I don't know this.
Mike's memory is something I can't comprehend. Okay.
I feel like my memory, you're the one who always is like, oh, you're going to be in Las Vegas that week. And I'm like, how do you know this?
But I think that's where we're different. Like, it's got to be two separate parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Like, I could not.
You can't repeat back to me what I just said?
I couldn't tell you a single thing you just said.
Like, idea, you can't?
Idea. Like, how does the vinyl record work?
Of, like, are you talking about the voice on the... I'm tipsy already.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm very tipsy already. Also, don't do that right now. When you guys were talking, I'm a little tipsy, so it felt...
You're going. That was fast.
Well, I have.
Oh.
In here.
Tricking your potions.
Earlier, when I zoned out when you were talking about money, I was like, I wonder if he's had a sip of his beer yet. Need like, to keep literally, drinking. That's what I was thinking about.
Y'all need to. Oh, you're drinking Truly. I thought that was another energy drink, and I got a little nervous.
No, this is the Truly Red, White, and True pack. Oh, for the summer. It's the best.
Really
so patriotic.
I thought you were drinking. Okay, you have a Prime right there, and then is that a?
Coors.
What's the other energy drink?
Oh, you had an that? Allen
eye. Lime's an energy.
This what's that, though?
Same thing I'm drinking right now. I'm on the
circuit. Okay. So, no, all I'm saying is...
What's that? And then what do we have here? What's going on here?
No, this is what I was getting at. I thought he was on his third energy drink, and I was like, Matt, you're going to go to the hospital. Like, calm down.
Hell no.
That's why I'm wondering.
Hell no.
And what's that?
I wish...
And you're going to drink beer?
I was better friends... with
he's drunk
Jeff Wittick, and would have stayed doing his podcast more, because then I would have been friends with Mike Maljic more, and then
when they interviewed
Donald Trump, they would have called me in, and I would do anything.
They interviewed Trump?
Mike Maljic and Logan TikTok Paul interviewed Donald Trump
night. Oh yeah.
I would, and I was watching it, I was just like, I wish I could have just been the third person.
That's who we should have
surprised
him with.
Trump wouldn't come on. Trump would not come on.
His team would not.
I 100% think he would come on.
If Logan Paul was like, oh yeah, we're going to have like two co-hosts, they would not look up me and be able to determine that I would be like.
If we had millions and millions and millions of views, they still wouldn't come on.
No, not. No,
see
not.
A photo of me and Carly and be like, they're pretty.
Yeah. Or we'll just like get Corinna to like sit in too.
Photoshop her on like one of our bodies.
No, I don't think he wouldn't come on our show, but if I could be like just sitting there with the two of them I know they wouldn't have done
they
it.
Wouldn't
I,
done
this
done
is
it.
A fantasy of mine. I'm not actually.
But also we have to understand like Trump and Logan Paul have like a friendship
history.
A little bit. So
I know,
like,
but like Mike is like just Logan's like second hand guy.
Conservative.
Kind of. I just think
so
they're like no, I think they're more...
This Mike? Oh, my God. Mike's the most liberal person I know.
I voted for Trump 9 times. Well, nothing wrong with that.
See, you can vote more than once.
He sent in 9 ballots.
Yeah, come on. That was...
You collected them from all your neighbors.
Do you guys want to see my Instagram
One
archive?
One of our parents is going to call the FBI.
Do you guys
want to
see my Instagram archive from January 6th? I have great footage.
Wait, did you... Because you're older than us. Did you get to vote...
the first time I voted was
for Obama.
I did not vote in that election.
He's like, I did not
Why
vote for
did
Obama.
I was not politically activated at all. Like, I didn't even know that you could. I was so
Yikes.
Unaware.
Your first time you could
okay,
vote.
Don't
you,
vote shame. It's good whenever
I
you
will
need
vote
to...
shame. People who complain about politics and do not vote, you are part of the problem.
Wait, that was a boomer take I didn't say.
To yeah. vote.
Okay, but he wasn't complaining.
I wasn't
he said
complaining
he wasn't
about
politically...
I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. Yeah. I didn't know anything about politics.
It's exciting, though. Like, the first. Well, I don't know. When you turn 21, you get to drink. When you turn 16, you get to drive. When you
did
turn
you vote
18,
when you turned 18?
You can buy
you get to go to war. Oh,
well,
yeah, that
I didn't
too.
Vote Smoke. Until my sophomore year of college when Obama ran for his second
well,
term.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. I was conservative until like 2006, 2007.
Because
I grew up.
What?
Obama ran against John McCain.
Oh.
And then against Mitt Romney.
McCain died? Oh.
Yeah, didn't even
Yeah, a while back.
Thing? Yeah.
You need totally to be more politically active.
I think I know now. I remember.
Oh, I thought we were fucking with Matt, and I was like, yeah.
No, he did die. He had a brain thing.
I like remember now.
But he was also Mitt old Romney. As fuck.
He was also a prisoner.
I would have voted for him
against Obama. Yeah, that makes sense.
Was from, he's a Mormon.
Yeah,
he's who, Utah, who, but he was Massachusetts.
Wait, he died?
No, not Mitt Romney.
Oh, okay.
But Mitt Romney,
John McCain though was a good man.
Yeah,
I mean, he was a prisoner of war. Like, I respect.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily make you a good person. But as Donald Trump would say, I don't like people who got captured. But straight up, that's one of the things Donald Trump said. And
who do you think is the hottest president?
Oh, I'd have to see a lineup.
JFK.
I mean, Obama's pretty hot too.
He's really hot.
Have you seen Obama shoot fucking free throws?
I think about Obama shooting basketball at least once every 2 weeks. I genuinely do.
That video is unbelievable.
Anytime I see like Biden, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's he up to again? I'm just like, I just miss Obama shooting.
I will say, like, a young Biden was pretty hot too.
Oh, stud.
Yeah, he was a
stud. Yeah, he was hot.
JFK, though, I mean...
Was Trump ever hot?
I would say Trump has to be the ugliest president we've ever had.
No. You ever seen, like,
George Washington.
Millard Fillmore.
Abe Lincoln.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Like, they never used to have teeth,
Barley.
Abe Lincoln was hot. What is this conversation?
Richard Nixon.
Things we can't comprehend.
This podcast.
If the presidency ends up becoming, like, a celebrity thing, what celebrity...
would we want?
Yeah.
Oh, as president?
Which I'm not encouraging. Don't we need good?
Yeah, but this is a good question.
Like, I would want Julia Fox.
Like the Rock.
No, absolutely not.
I don't know. Julia Fox needs to meet like the.
Yeah. I don't want her making decisions on like economic
she's
policy.
A woman?
Meeting with
I feel like
no,
because really
she dyes her eyebrows platinum blonde.
Who cares? Okay.
So what's wrong with that?
Donald Trump dyes his skin orange.
I'm just being problematic.
But like, what about like Oprah, The Rock? Like,
no,
I guess I just don't know
Rock.
Anyone's like political agendas. Like,
well, think about
it.
Arnold
about
Schwarzenegger,
politics.
But he wasn't born in the U.S., so he can't. He
was
a governor of
California.
I listened to his book. He's a fucking gangster.
I don't
I
know.
Love him.
I would never be able to understand anything he's talking
Who?
About.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
he was the.
I want someone that's like funny.
Donald Trump
that's
is funny.
That's what like sucks about Donald Trump.
I
guess he was a good guy.
I think that's
so
one of the big reasons.
Jon Stewart.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
The first
not,
lady's 12.
It's you can't tell if it's the first daughter or the first lady.
Oh my god.
What's,
that's a crazy. That's something I cannot comprehend.
If Dane Keep Cook up. Was the president, he would be dating a child because he dates children. Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
although Biden did just put out today, age is just a number. Did you see that tweet?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, because of him,
because of
so
him
old?
Versus Trump, and it's like age is just a number, but like the ballot box
oh,
or something.
God.
It's
How
so
old is
bizarre.
Trump, though, is like 73.
I think he's 4 years younger than Biden.
76?
They're all, it's insane.
I mean, they're all ancient.
We got to put a, things I can't understand is why there's no walk off for age.
Oh, yeah.
And they need should be hot.
Things I can't understand is just like global communication, like pre-internet though, and like pre-telephones, yeah. And just like, oh, do you want to meet up? Can we talk about this stuff?
Can
like
you send
how
me a missile?
The movement, just
of information,
getting
and
mathematical formulas over to different
or just
places.
The fact that like meeting like, someone, like if we were meeting for coffee, like we would just have to expect each other to show up.
Oh, yeah. The 90s, like my parents, I'm always asking them that.
Yeah.
Like, so when you called like a friend on your own phone and you made plans to meet up, what happened if they were like late
yeah.
or how did you?
So much less shit got done because you basically had one chance to get it right and you couldn't fix it. So like if you're doing an airport pickup, it could take an extra 2 hours because you're like, wait, what fucking terminal is he in?
Dude, that's
you're
crazy.
Driving around the airport looking for them. Like,
you want to hear something crazy about that? TJ's dad, when they moved to Utah in the 90s, like their friend would literally just drop their car off in like the where you pick people up. Like literally the drop off. There wasn't like a parking garage. Leave his car there with the keys
running.
In it. And then like the next day they would come or like later that
like
day.
Like a friend would come and get his car?
No,
they
like
would land.
TJ's dad would land and then get the car.
It would just
car.
Be there. They wouldn't move
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there was no. so much. You could get away with so much shit back then, too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, pre-9/11.
No one was stealing anything.
But the
and
also.
Like, rom-coms are like, I need to get to the air.
The amount of
yeah.
movies.
My, the love of my life is going to get
yes,
on the plane.
Yeah. The pre-9/11.
Love Actually.
The yeah. amount of movies and TV shows where the plot line would literally be solved in the first scene if they had a cell phone is like every fucking movie and TV show
That's
from
so
the
funny.
90s.
I've never thought about that.
Every Seinfeld episode, if they had a cell phone, it'd be over in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's all about, wait, where were
Thank
you?
God,
oh,
they
I didn't
have it.
I know.
I love, though, in the beginning of Love Actually, it's all about, oh, after 9/11, you just like really understood how important families were and everything. Yeah. And then it's like the kid just runs through airport security at the end of the movie to go get the girl. Like, sorry. We already acknowledge this is post 9/11, but yeah, let the kid run through airport security.
It's funny you said the information getting traveled around the world, because one of a big reply that I saw in our Instagram was regular mail, and to me I feel like that's the most understandable thing.
Like postman,
how mail gets around, like, yes. I feel like that's like to me I'm like that's like the most
Seinfeld has a really good bit about
I'm
that
I'm so sorry I have to contribute this package into the mess of what you guys are dealing with.
Yeah,
and you guys are gonna get this halfway across the country,
but that
me?
Makes sense to me, because it's like it's so specific. There's there's an address written on it, and there's a zip code, and it's split into different categories. I get that. It's the, like, how is information spread?
I would love sorting mail. Is the truck going to able fit all the
overnight shipping is insane.
You know what I can't?
Like, get it on the plane. Go, go, go.
I can't understand. Where do they pee?
Who?
Who?
Mailmen.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Where are they peeing?
Also, give mailmen air-conditioned cars.
They don't have AC?
No.
They give them, like, the most ridiculous cars that were built, like, in the late 80s. Have you ever seen, like, an updated mail truck?
That's why they're always wearing shorts.
Yeah.
In the summer.
It's so hot. Give them AC. Also, give AC to every school, public school.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In the fucking country. And give them a ton of food. I'm sick of schools not having access to AC, and I'm sick of schools not having access to proper food. If you gave kids a proper breakfast, you'd see a lot more kids showing up to school. Sorry, I'm just kind of ranting.
I feel like Julia Fox would definitely do all of that, for sure.
I think Dan Cook would, too.
Just food security and AC. Can we not make that a nationwide mandate for every public school in the country?
I remember when we'd have, like...
You sound like a radical leftist liberal, Matt. How dare you?
Well, I'm a terrible person. And pay teachers more.
No, pay them less. I'm just saying every wrong word here.
Someone wrote eyeglasses that, like, adjust when you walk outside.
Oh,
the Larry David ones.
Those are so cool.
Those are cool. I know. I'm
I had those for a little bit.
And then you come in from recess and they're, like, still adjusting.
Oh, that's funny. I
remember as a
kid,
I would be like, what?
Yeah. But in the commercials, they made it seem like it was, like, instantaneous from the moment you walk indoors and outdoors. But no, that was waning down for, like, a couple of. Yeah.
They make contact lenses that do that now, too.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No,
that's
a fake.
No, it's not.
You're saying it's shaded over? This was an April Fool's prank that was done a few years ago online. But tell me the transitionary.
Oh. Wait, that was like a prank that I fell for?
It was an April Fool's prank. I know exactly the video you're talking about.
Remember when Logan Paul said he was colorblind?
No, dude.
Wait, was he not?
I think that was fake.
That was fake. The Logan Paul thing was just completely fake. He just wanted the views.
I called him out on Twitter, too. Well, no, I called him out on Twitter because I screenshotted every time Logan Paul had been tweeting about colors. And he tweeted one time, oh, that fiery orange color of a sunset. And I was screenshotted
still see
that.
Color, it's just different.
Yeah, but the way he was portraying the video, it was like he couldn't.
Yeah, that was completely fake.
No, I watched the video.
I know, but like I get what he's saying.
We wanted to get the glasses for TJ's dad.
I found out I have a buddy who I'm really close with. He cannot see any reds. He's colorblind. And I want to like...
Get him the glasses.
I don't know, like $300. But I'm trying to know if, like, we have a friend who's colorblind who would just, like, lend it to him.
Yeah, give
like,
him those nauseous ones.
Matt, what? These are real. AccuView Oasis with transitions seamlessly adapts to changing light day or night. They're real.
I see it on the screen.
Do your eyes turn brown?
Actively balances the amount of light, including filtering blue light. And then at built-in UV protection, yeah.
But okay, maybe I take it back. I'm really sorry.
Well, maybe there,
it might have been
there
a prank.
Was a prank, and then they were like, we should actually develop
No, look, this guy did a whole review of them.
You could both be right.
That's true.
Ow.
It's like the pickle.
I don't understand how...
Fuck, I'm an idiot. This was a
100 episodes in.
This was a prank, though, I swear. Like,
It probably was. Yeah, it makes sense, but science fiction... Okay, VHS tapes. I don't understand. I haven't looked into it. Like, and cassette tapes. I understand vinyl. It makes sense.
If
I'm speaking, like, you can, with a vinyl, like, I can feel the sound waves pushing. If you put your hand in front of a loudspeaker and it's making it, you feel those vibrations. It's just taking that, like, a sharpened pencil and you're just pushing it into a piece of paper. Okay. It's crazy. Black tape that's, like, super fucking thin that has video on it.
And audio.
But when you look at it, like, if you look at an old film reel, you see it's just a bunch of pictures in a row,
yeah.
And then it's like a flip book. But a VHS tape, it is just completely solid black, and it uses magnets to pull off images and videos that are in sync and then display it on a TV. We'll never understand that.
Whoa.
It's like that and like pictures.
Yeah, like capturing a moment.
Oh, cameras are insane.
Like all that stuff, I'm just like...
Analog cameras is insane.
You gotta be so smart.
Well, yeah, what's weird is like digital photos, I'm like, I get that. Like, to me, that makes sense more than like...
The...
Like a film camera.
Like capturing a bit of light. There's this chemical reaction going on that is capturing it right there in that moment. That is insane.
It's crazy they used to use real light bulbs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like paparazzi and stuff in the olden days would use real light bulbs in their cameras so that'd be the
remember
flash.
It's like a big black box.
So there'd be
to
like
go
a lot
behind
of,
a blanket and be like...
So like if you watch like an old movie or like a movie set in like the 60s
like
or something.
You were
like alive. The red carpet.
Like a year older than you.
This, Mike. What were the 80s like, Mike?
I was only around for six months of the 80s. Second half of 1989.
Isn't it so convenient since we're June babies that we can be like, we always know?
Months. You know who has it the best? Ice Spice was born January 1st, 2000.
Damn.
Oh.
That's like what I use for my birthday on most things. Wow. I'm just like, easy.
How do you know that?
I saw a tweet and it stuck with me. And I'm like,
I can't comprehend
she'll
that.
She'll always know how old she is. Just whatever year it is, that's
true.
How old she is.
Wait, that's so
she
crazy.
She is the shit, not the fart.
As soon as it's January 1st,
I should fact check that because it was just a tweet.
It right
yeah,
now.
January 1st, 2000.
Damn.
The industry best birthday plant. Of all time.
I would dress Y2K for the rest of my life.
What a plant.
I know. Industry plant.
Test tube baby.
I would dress Y2K as fuck for the rest of my life. I'd be like, well, it's who I am. I was born into this.
I saw a good trend of Japanese Halloween costumes. Have you seen this? Are you familiar with this?
How they're doing like the most
hyper specific
norm. Like,
no, they do hyper specific costumes. So it'll be like a guy in a suit, and he'll have like his like a briefcase behind his back, and his tie is like flipped up this way, and his costume is
Briefcase, tie.
But the tie is like up against him and his like hair slicked back.
Walking to work.
a guy walking to work in
a
thunderstorm.
On a subway train about to get off. Like,
right.
It's the most ordinary, mundane things that they're dressing
up. Or it'll
up
be
as.
Like a woman who's like, her shirt is soaking wet and she's holding a closed
wet
umbrella. She's holding a closed umbrella and her costume is like, woman who bought the umbrella after it stopped raining.
Wait,
like
that's
they
amazing.
Just come up with these like incredibly.
I love that.
I know. I would love to go to Japan for Halloween and just hear all the different costumes because it's hyper specific.
And then they'll never get in trouble.
Yeah, they're not appropriating really anything.
Like how Carly dressed as Mulan when she was 10.
When I was 10, please don't cancel me.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I didn't. I only had the outfit.
It was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
Like, it was a different time.
Wait, I want to read one that
it
like
wasn't that serious.
Yeah, it wasn't serious.
I was kidding.
I've heard this before, and I still am like, huh. Someone said buses have an aisle and two benches for, sorry, I wrote this not right. Buses have an aisle and two benches.
And it's the
and it's the same road as a car with two seats.
It's the same width. It's the same width as a car.
Yeah, that's
with
not
two
how they
say
it.
Let me re-explain this. For
okay, let me do it because I feel dumb. Okay, a bus has a aisle and two benches. A car just has two seats. How are they in the same lane? Like, how are they taking up the same amount of space?
I don't, oh.
Like, how is a bus, like a city bus, where you can
aisle,
stand up and, like, can't
benches.
Even touch the other side? It's that wide. But in my car, I could literally touch both windows, and they both fit in the same lane. Like, you could convert a school bus into an apartment, but in your car, you could barely sleep. How does that both fit in the same lane?
Don't they just make the lanes big enough for all vehicles?
Yes, it's not that hard to comprehend.
Oh, well, I could not comprehend that, so thank you for that.
I am literally a genius.
What I can't comprehend are just school buses and how they're like, they're made out of like fucking sheet metal. Like, you're telling me this is the vehicle we haul
our children with no seatbelts,
our country around. With hardly, there's no seatbelts.
Three at a time
in
one seat.
No seatbelts.
And you know, if a car just ran into that thing, it would be a boom.
Game over, baby.
Dang. Why not make school buses the most safest car ever? Like, I don't understand that, why we're putting kids in this yellow,
like, they should
sheet
probably
metal
be in car seats.
Just so cheaply made.
I don't understand 3D printers, and my dad has one, and he has made so many things with it. And, like, he literally made one of those axe-throwing games. It's not a real axe. It's, like, it feels like a toy.
Yeah. You don't understand 3D printers?
No.
Do you understand
I've never really
how they
tried
load
to.
Up what is the printing?
Like, no.
Like, the printing material, how it's almost like plastic on a coil?
Oh, yes.
So, Okay, so you know that's like thread through, almost like a sewing machine. And then that, in
it's
a way,
like
is
made
like heated
3D.
And melted up in a way where
it's so
that,
crazy.
So if you ever pick up something 3D printed and you look really close, especially if it's made on a cheaply machine, you can see like
layers. Not cheap.
Oh, it's not cheap?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
But like there's these and then people will sand it down so you can kind of get rid of the ridges. But it's almost like
have you ever
clay.
Seen like a video of one printing?
I like will watch it sometimes because he's doing it all the time.
Well, what don't you understand?
It's just crazy to me. It's like I understand that there's an explanation for it, but it's just like crazy that you can you like upload an image or something and then
a
it makes it
3D rendering
thing.
Of it.
Like we were there a couple weekends ago and my dad literally just made Nolan like a knife holder thing while we were there.
Have we
was
just
like,
been
huh?
mansplaining to them this whole time?
Me and you mansplaining that, to the
Yeah, it's no explaining because we don't listen.
When,
so.
When I'm like they're mansplaining, I turn it off.
No, I don't think you're mansplaining. I think you're like just trying to like explain.
I mean, well you are dumb girls, so we have to
It's true. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
These dingbats.
A lot of people say facts
or heads. Okay, here's something I will never comprehend. Why is there a font called Wingdings on Microsoft Word?
Wingdings?
You know the Wingdings font or the Webdings font?
No, what does it look
like? It's like hieroglyphics. You never have seen it.
I've probably seen it. I just don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it is.
You ever open up Microsoft Word, you're sorting through the fonts, and then at the very bottom, there's Webdings and Wingdings, and it's just like symbols and weird characters.
I think the story about...
Oh, yes, like this font, Aaron, you'll know.
Yeah.
The story about Wingdings, I actually...
See that. Like this font.
No, that serves no memory to me.
Crazy. Y'all don't know what that is. But
I do. I've seen it.
I wasn't a tech girl.
I think the Wingdings.
I was using FireHawk quotes.
I think the Wingdings story is something. I think it's
third
kind of,
charms of charm. Third tries a charm.
I think it's slightly romantic. I actually think it's like a couple.
Third
that,
charms a charm.
Third charms a
charm. I think
charm.
It's, you know what it was? It's
sorry,
probably
now.
Before emojis. It was a way to have characters Wingdings. That were.
Wait, it was Wingdings and Wombats?
Webdings.
Webdings
what
are
we doing,
and
backyard
Wingdings.
Baseball? Like,
oh my god, I love that game.
And the flaming melon heads versus the
I
fiery Wombats.
I was obsessed with that
Jose,
game.
Wombats.
Was it Jose Gonzalez? Or who was the kid that was
I
like
can't
the,
remember, but
he
like
was the short kid.
It was so fun picking your players. It was like, well, they're good at this, but not good at this. So, but they're good at this, I'm not good at this. Oh, I love that game.
Hey, bada, 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 bada. What are you thinking
so
about, Mike? Bada.
I'm trying to think about things that I can't comprehend.
Oh, I wrote some more.
Oh, we
down
have some more?
People.
Okay, why don't we do
how
a little rapid fire?
How cruise ships float on water?
Oh.
Yeah, it's
that's
a plane.
Displacement. I can explain that one.
We don't need the explanation.
Okay, fine. Keep going.
Why not?
That's displacement.
No, but is it so crazy to think about? Like, this thing is probably like millions of tons.
Yeah, it's because there's a bunch of air in the very bottom of it that's
like
underwater,
wild.
But it's insane.
Yeah.
Cruise ships are a nightmare. You couldn't get me on another cruise.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I did go on a cruise in 2006 with my family, and Howie Mandel was also on the cruise just
like
as
you
a
told
guest.
Us this, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't ask him about it when we went to that.
What if the cruise was like what's something
Alaska?
Like?
No, I don't want to be in the middle
like,
of the water.
It's the best way to
like
see
something he likes.
It was like Andrew Huberman was hosting a cruise.
Okay. Do you know about his whole cancellation that happened recently?
No.
Oh yeah.
He was discovered to have been dating like six girls at the same time.
Okay.
And just like lying to all of them and like pretending that he was exclusive with each of them. And like it was a crazy article.
It was the AG1.
Yeah, no, that's everyone was like, honestly, it makes his shit even more fire if he's able to like be 50 years old and keeping up relationships with six women. Like his protocols must be working. Like it was so funny, but he's kind of just like a piece of shit. So I don't know if he's.
Okay, so you wouldn't go on his cruise?
Maybe not his cruise.
Okay, what if the Mars Volta was hosting like a 20-year reunion and you were going to Bermuda or like something?
If I was within, if I could visually see land at all times.
No, I would never go on any themed cruise.
Like a Juggalo cruise.
Oh, I would
like
for
insane
sure.
clown posse.
No. I went on that cruise. Now
we're going.
Oh, we're going.
We are.
See the
going.
Headline the next day.
No, I need the Netflix documentary. I don't want to go. I want to watch the documentary about it.
I think they have an insane clown posse.
There's a Juggalo
cruise. Yeah, I think so.
I feel like that makes sense too. They're all like around the age.
I feel like
yeah.
It smells. Whoop. It smells so bad on that cruise. It
smells like a Juggalo.
Like feet and just like unwashed.
Just whip it okay, everywhere so you walk.
Oh god!
So you would go on a Mars Volta cruise?
Seinfeld.
And like also,
if there was like a comedy cruise, that feels like I would go on that.
We're here for a good laugh.
Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr.
Yeah, if there was like a Netflix like
Impractical
cruise.
Jokers, I think they had a cruise.
Yeah, well. I would want to do, like, if Netflix did a cruise, I feel like that would be cool. Where
like
you get
a
to see, like,
is a joke?
Yeah, like, you get to see, you know, that'd Chris Rock, Bo Burnham.
Like, every night there's
Shane Gillis. Yeah, Shane Gillis. Like,
Vampire but, Weekend, that would if they be had a fun. Cruise, I'd do it.
You would do a Vampire Weekend cruise?
Yeah, they would never do it, but I would do it. I like that crowd. I think I would like that crowd. Being stuck on a boat with those people.
Yeah, oh, you'd all be wearing, that's... like, boat shoes. That is you. Yeah. You're wearing boat shoes.
You know what? That's a good point.
Shirts.
Like, what audience would you want to be with?
That's what I'm concerned about. Or just
yeah, like, I don't know if a Mars Volta cruise is like...
I went on a rave that's... cruise.
Oh, God.
It was kind of dark.
I'll be honest.
Dark.
Everyone was really nice, but it was pretty like... dark.
Like, it felt dark.
No, well, because, I mean, it was like a five-day cruise. We wound up getting off the boat. I think, like, day three we got off, but I was like...
You put your life vest on, we're out of here.
just
we ended up escaping,
no,
is what
like,
you made it sound
one, it's
like.
Like, great vibes, but these people are, like, probably doing drugs to, like, stay up until the sun comes up every day, but then also staying awake so they can go to all the day parties. And, like, I wasn't doing any of that. I was, like, barely even drinking. So, like, by day three when we were leaving, I was like, these people are toast.
Yeah,
how are they going to do two more days?
That's a tough crowd. There was also a girl who won the lottery that I became friends with. Yeah,
never heard this.
I was like, I got a lot to say about this.
Like, okay, liar.
She was like,
busted.
This was 2006. I can't remember every story.
How much did she win?
So this was
he's gonna look it up later.
And she went on a cruise.
Well, that's so this was the whole thing.
Like,
yeah,
she bought a Royal Caribbean boat. No, like, I forgot you told me this before.
I'm trying to Disney cruise.
She was like, we were the kids on the cruise. I was like 15, and there was like a group of like 30 kids that were on the cruise the whole week. She was like the girl who won the lottery, and then by the end, I was like, so how much did you win? And she was like, well, it was one of those like scratch off, and they won like $200,000, which is like a lot
before
of money.
Taxes.
Yeah, so
he was like 15. That was like the 70s.
But he wasn't alive in the 1700s, Aaron. Jeez.
I'm only messing with you.
No, I know. But a 200K back then was a lot, but it wasn't so like much. $30 million. So she was like, we say we won the lottery because it's cool to say we won the lottery, but we kind of just look at it like we have a second dad who just has another job.
Yeah.
And you just get a supplemental salary, which is cool. That's that's why they were on a cruise and won the lottery. It's not like.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think the average, like, normal salary was then for like a person?
We could probably look
like
it up, 50, but I would guess like maybe 40,000. I think the average salary right now is like 40,000.
What? Oh, really?
What year are you talking about?
How much did you 2006. Think it was?
I don't know. I think in California, I just think everything
California
is like
might
California.
Be higher than the national average. Well,
I heard like a stat that was like in California, if you're making like under $90,000, you're like
lower class or something. California skews also specifically Los Angeles, like really skews them. Else there's 300 million people in America, or 400 now.
I think
I live in my little LA.
Is it 400 now? I know it was 330 million at least 10 years ago. But
it's too many people
in the world.
60, maybe.
I also saw an article that this is super niche. Sorry, Matt. The Erewhon in Studio City. Mm-hmm. You know how it's right.
What is
you
so
should shut
sorry,
the fuck up.
Matt.
Because it's
because you don't like when I talk about like specific areas in Los Angeles.
Did you see they bought a new $22 million house?
Who did?
The founders of Erewhon in the past like couple months. Okay. They've spent $45 million on property.
You know the Studio City one that's right next to Sportsman's Lodge, which used to be
the cross streets of
Vineland and Laurel Canyon, or Ventura and Laurel Canyon, whatever it is. Okay,
Coldwater Canyon.
There was a hotel there
called
Sportsman's Lodge, and then it got taken over. The hotel's empty, and now there's an Erewhon, there's a Equinox, there's all these nice places, and the city wants to turn that Sportsman's Lodge into like 100-unit apartment building.
Classic.
For creating like more living space in Los Angeles to give people. Erewhon is suing the city to prevent it from happening because they don't want to like devalue the property of Erewhon.
2 minutes.
Oh shit. Okay.
Maybe Aaron can read off some fan submissions if you have.
We kind
more.
Of like. Honestly,
yeah, that's what I thought too.
We thought it all ourselves. People can't understand candles like when it burns. Like,
like where is it?
Hank Green did a good response to this.
And what was it? I forgot.
What?
It's all on the ceiling or in your nose.
X-rays.
Well, it turns into a different
X-rays
form.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
It just turns wax turns into a different form of matter the same way ice melts.
It's heat.
Obviously, dumbass.
Converting the heat into.
Dare you.
Yeah.
Roads in general.
Wait, like, what was the one before roads?
X-rays.
You just said another one. That's a crazy one. That is fucking insane. Because it is dark in there. Yeah. And now we're going to see what's going on inside the darkness. Yeah.
I don't like an X-ray.
Pretty dark. Okay, roads, how the pyramids were built. Aliens. Different languages, how we all, like, speak different languages, yeah. but we're, like, saying and talking about the same thing, yeah. essentially. Like, that's...
Do you want to hear the Jewish myth of why we have different languages?
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is... Okay, we can end on this.
It's, perfect.
Okay.
A great little anecdote.
This is I think it's called a parable, so it's not, like, meant to be 100% true, but... And this
that's
is like
everything that we say.
Right. basically, back in the day, all of humanity spoke one language. And they thought that they were like humanity was doing great. They were all living together. Everything was great. They knew that like God existed. But they thought that like, we're kind of crushing it. We don't really need this God. So what they did was they all came together and they were like, we're going to build a tower. And it was called the Tower of Babel. Which is also why that company is called Babel.
They're like, Mumford and Sons song.
We're going to build a tower and go and fight and like fight God and build a tower together. And they started building this tower up to the heavens. And God was like, all right, obviously, like I'm all powerful, all supreme.
Obviously.
So I'm not going to lose the battle. And I'm not going to also like kill you all because the fact is, even though you were against me, the fact that you worked together is actually a good thing. So instead of like just killing you all, I'm going to separate you and put you in different parts of the world and make you speak different languages so you all can't become separated and can't communicate to try this again. And that's like the theory of why there are different languages.
I like that.
It's a fun story.
It's poetic.
It's a pretty good like little fun story.
Yeah, he's like, there's no fucking
it's
way
poetic.
That's true.
That's
why
I just think it's just...
Yeah, it's a
geography itself.
I mean, yes.
I can't comprehend geography.
The language at Babel is because the tower that they built was called the Tower of Babel.
Right.
I love that Mumford and Song.
We'll see on Sunday for the Jesus.
Mumford and Song
sings about Babel.
Like the gardens of Babel.
And there's that movie with Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt, Babel.
It's just called Babel.
It sounds like you guys are saying the Bible with a Southern
Babel?
Accent.
Oh,
Babel. Have you read the Bible?
I love reading my Bible.
Oh, thank you so much for watching. Tune in next week. We'll be back. Thanks for watching our past few episodes. Sorry we got a little chaotic at the end.
Well, the mic isn't on you, so hopefully it doesn't go to you. But
okay,
maybe.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
To another episode.